Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Samantha, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so these earbuds that we're wearing.
Yes.
I don't get them, because in my mind, like right now when I hear me talking, I feel like I have a cold. I feel congested.
I'm not really sure how to answer that question, because that's strange.
Yeah, but right now that's what I feel. I feel congested.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that weird?
I don't know.
You know what else is weird?
What?
I don't know if you... you probably don't do this. I do this. Every morning, I take a Q-tip and I clean my ears.
You're over-cleaning.
Well, how come? Because on my earbud, I felt like as though... Ugh, I felt like I had a little earwax on it.
You're just dirty.
I'm not just dirty.
You're just dirty.
How can somebody who cleans their ear once a day be dirty?
Maybe it needs to be twice a day.
Oh, I
maybe
never
you're
thought that.
Maybe you're that gross.
Maybe I am that gross.
I'm just saying.
But I'm not.
You could be.
I'm like super clean.
No, you're not.
Oh, come on.
I think you might be lying.
Really? Really?
You lied about your jacket.
I didn't lie about my jacket.
You lied about your jacket.
I didn't lie about my jacket.
I'm just saying.
And I'm not dirty.
Yes, you are.
I'm like a two-a-day, cleaner, right? Yes.
What are you cleaning?
Everything. All parts get cleaned twice a day, right? And
I love that. I love that I just got you to defend that you're not dirty.
I'm not dirty. And listen to this: when you go to the bathroom, right, and you do your business, and then we wipe, super clean.
And then we wipe
super clean. Just saying, right? That's what we do.
Well, here's hoping people do the same thing.
That's what I would do. So if I was potty training my kid,
and then we wipe,
right? And then we wipe, right? We could do a whole book about it for kids, even though we don't have kids. That would be so funny, right? Right? And then we dress.
And then we dress.
And then we cover, right?
And then you wipe the snot.
Yes, right? And then we pick, right? All
and
those
then
things.
We fart.
And then we fart.
And then we pee.
Yeah. And then we pee. And then we wipe.
And then we wipe.
Right?
And
yeah.
Then we wash.
Yes. And then we wash.
And then we dry.
And then we dry. Right? And then you do that in private. Because it's private time.
Because that's private time.
Already off topic, Samantha. Already off topic. So, so friends of the podcast,
oh,
guess
my God.
What? Our friend Sam, she was on a little petite vacation.
Vacation.
You snuck away. If people followed us on Instagram, they would have seen.
Yes, I was in New Jersey.
You were in New Jersey. Tell me.
Visiting my guy.
Visiting your guy.
Visiting my guy.
Having some fun. Okay, don't get all lovey-dovey, cooey, cooey. Right? Right?
Hey, Yuri.
I'm just saying.
Lisa's like, eh.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch.
This is coming from a married woman of like 100 years.
Yeah, I have an anniversary next week.
Oh, that's right.
I know, 18 years.
Woohoo!
I know.
Are you re-signing the contract?
Well,
or is it still up in the air?
You know, we did just have a long weekend, and that was 2 days off together. And you know my theory, right? We do really good on one. Day two, we wake up, and it's like, ugh.
You're here.
Morning. And then what does Mike say? Maybe we can have a let's not talk day. And then we're quiet.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. No, I think we'll sign up again.
Okay.
I think we're going to renew.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
So tell me about your trip.
Well, it was good.
Yeah.
It was rainy.
Good.
And then it was not.
I know, because it must be.
And then it was hot. And then it was humid.
Yeah.
And then we sweat.
And then we sweat.
We sweat.
It's like being in Ontario, right?
Yeah.
And then we gross.
And then we gross.
And then we gross.
Yeah. And it was funny because every time we left the air conditioned house because I swear to God, there's not one house in New Jersey that doesn't have an air conditioner.
Can't be.
Every time we left the house, I went, oh God.
Because it's like you just walk into yuck.
Yeah.
You just open the door
it's
and you're like,
oh. It's a solid wall of like heat.
I know.
Humidity. And it's like you're wading through it.
And there's like, because that's like when I was in Ottawa in the summer. And the other thing that I find too, So you have your solid walls of this, your solid walls of that, and then you have a little bit of body odor.
Oh,
you can't get around it.
No.
Everybody's just smelling
hot.
A bit like sweat.
Yeah. It's just hot.
Yeah.
But I came across some new things.
Okay.
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 One, I'd never seen a toll booth.
What?
Yeah. And John was like, you've never seen... Hi, I come from Saskatchewan where we don't pay to drive the roads.
We don't
pay to drive the roads.
We don't pay.
So I took a picture because I'm like a weird tourist person
right.
That way.
Yeah.
And then I was like, the first thing I said when we were in Philadelphia, because he toured me around the downtown Philly,
yeah.
Which is really pretty, actually.
Yeah. I've been there. It's nice.
Notice a couple things. One, everybody walks,
okay.
Which is good.
Good.
Kind of like New York.
Yeah.
Not here. Mm. We don't do that. We drive.
Walk. Well, we don't have far to walk, though.
And then we drive.
And then we drive.
But on every important corner was a statue of a guy doing something.
Did you see Rocky?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't see
really?
Rocky. I did see a clothespin. A gigantic
clothespin.
40 feet. I don't know. It was a really tall clothespin. Yeah. It was weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I was like, so you guys really like your people in bronze.
Yeah.
In
a statue everything's bronze,
form,
eh?
In a statue form. I'm just like, what is
one big
is
bronze
that?
Mold.
This is right? Weird.
Like a jelly mold, but it's bronze.
It's bronze. So when we were going out of Philly to go to New Jersey, I'm like, holy shit. And he's like, what? And I'm like, these bridges are gigantic.
Samantha, like, did you need to go there and kind of embarrass yourself?
I did.
Right?
I'm like the country bumpkin, right? Even though I live in a city.
I took my weed out at the airport and threw it in the garbage before I saw John. I took off my...
No, but you don't understand. Like, I have lived in a landlocked province.
Yeah, but you go to BC all the time. And BC's got bridges.
Well, not really. Yeah, no, I don't go there. Mm. So it was kind of cool. And then,
so you brought the hillbilly.
I brought the hillbilly
to the city.
But I learned about a new food.
Okay.
Scrapple.
I know.
And we shared that with you.
You guys
Because we
did.
Knew that you would be like, ew.
And I did. I threw up a little bit in my mouth. I was just like.
But he did apply your theory.
Which was?
And then we mixed.
And then we mixed.
And then we mixed.
I think you'd have to mix that crap. So friends of the podcast, I'm going to tell you what my version of Scrapple is. Okay, so John, he sent me the Wikipedia, and it's this for New Jersey and Philadelphia-born people, blah, 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 and it's like...
Pork rendering.
It's like pork renderings. Okay, so you know what? That's slop.
No, it's
That's slop. That is slop.
It's not slop.
It's congealed
I
slop.
Tasted it. Yeah,
and shame on you.
No, it was good.
Shame on you.
No, it really was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I shared it with the Hyper Hype Girl.
Yeah.
And the Hyper Hype Girl, the next day, she made the same breakfast. You know what she said? She called it an omelet without the scrapple.
Whatever.
I'm like, that's what I would think of it as, too.
So, we did that. We scrappled.
Yeah, you scrappled.
And then we scrappled.
And then you scrappled.
And, and then he has this really cool technology.
Okay.
Called Alexa.
Okay.
And it's an Echo Dot.
So it's like
from Amazon.
Like Alexa, how pretty am I?
Yeah. Alexa, I love you. And she's like, thank you.
Alexa needs some loving too.
Yes, she does.
Everybody needs some love.
So I brought one home with me because he had an extra one.
Okay.
And I did it all by myself. Set it up, got it onto Wi-Fi.
So my question will be, can you do, like, is there a way that I could, like, tap into your Alexa and say, Alexa, wake her up now. She needs to leave.
No.
Can you, like, set Alexa to, like, scream really loud at, like an hour and
she
a half before you
alarm.
Have to leave?
She does have an alarm.
Good.
So
can you set it?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Will you be more on time?
We'll try.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you're gonna care. But that's cool.
I may not care.
And it does lots of cool things.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Plays music, which is kind of big for me.
Yeah.
But we went to the shore.
Okay.
You know, it's not like what you see on TV.
No.
It's better.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I think the Jersey Shore people that were on that show made it bad.
Made it bad.
Yeah.
They kind of trashed it up
a little bit.
Okay.
They were trashy.
But I think that was just for TV.
Yeah.
That was to make people go, ooh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did that.
Cool.
And then I met his people.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
They're huggers.
Oh.
They come from a family of huggers.
Did he warn you about that?
No.
No. Really?
And I'm like, and they're hugging me, and I'm like, and now we're hugging. And then we hug.
And then we hug. I was like, oh, shit.
I'm not this girl.
Now, are you like me? Like, so, because I'm too, we're not huggers, right? So are you like me? Like, I always feel when somebody comes in for a hug and you have to do that obligatory, whatever that word is, you're obligated to hug back. I feel like I'm, and then we burp the baby, right?
Double tap,
right? kind of like a, there.
Yeah.
Thanks
for the touch.
Are you that hugger?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But, and
the world
also,
loves a hugger.
Okay, and I haven't traveled in a million years, like, that requires a passport or going through customs.
Right.
It's automated now.
I don't even know what that
is. As you go into Minneapolis.
Really?
It is bizarre. Mm. Yeah. But I did get frisked on the way home.
Nothing wrong with a good paw. And ma'am, we'd like to paw you, please. Are you okay with that? Absolutely.
Sure.
Paw away.
But I got scanned, and then I got pawed.
Huh.
And I'm like, wow, you people are... Into They're, your security.
Hi, 9/11.
Right?
9/11.
I know.
It's better to be safe than sorry, right?
I know.
Who knows what you're walking in with. Right?
Yeah, but that was, yeah.
But you had a good time.
Yeah.
Good.
Hot and humid.
Hot and humid.
Hot and humid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Would be our Tim's?
Yeah. Where do they rate with our Tim's?
Okay. Good.
Good.
Pretty good for coffee.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Uh-huh. But they have unsweetened iced tea. And you can
that
have it.
Gross.
You can have it sweetened and whatever the way you want. Yeah. It was really good. One sugar, like one packet of sweet and low.
Yeah.
And a lemon.
Huh.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't like iced tea enough to invest that much time.
No, it was really
Seems
good.
It's like a lot of stuff.
Because it's brewed iced tea. Like it's brewed with the tea bags.
They
and
love
shit.
That shit, right?
Yeah, they love that.
That's
it was really good.
Because that's America.
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 Americans love that shit. They love that.
We're going to go get some coffee.
Yeah. But how are the donuts with the Dunkin' Donuts?
No, we never had donut.
Huh?
I know. We never had a donut.
So you're there from Canada.
And I've drank tea and coffee.
And you didn't have a donut from the Dunkin' Donuts?
I know.
Makes
sense.
I wasn't thinking.
Cool.
All right. Well, welcome back, Samantha.
Thanks, man.
Good to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you had fun.
All so, right. What happened in your world while I was gone?
You know what? My world's been busy as usual. Right? Things don't just stop because you're gone, Samantha.
Thanks, Lisa.
Right? I'm just saying, right? Things just do not stop.
Okay.
I've had lots of stuff going on. Lots and lots. Work's been good. Being busy.
Good.
Busy with my work. I have some new things. I have a new twist to my berries that I need to share with you.
Okay.
And don't look at me like that. Lower your eyebrows and don't look at me like that.
I'm just saying.
Because they're near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And the thing is last week I talked about my concern with the berries. And remember I said I'm going to have to leave the berries because I don't believe blueberries grow all winter.
Well, they don't.
No. So I think that the blueberries that they sell all winter aren't the right ones to be eating. Right? They're not my cup
They're not
of tea.
The right ones.
They're not the right ones.
Okay.
So I didn't even bat an eye. I didn't even think of anything. Mike went shopping on his own.
Uh-huh.
And what did he buy? He bought frozen berries. Did you even know that berries come frozen?
I
had no.
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
I have a.
Don't have that look of surprise.
I have that look
on
of surprise.
Your face.
Yes, I didn't know that. They are frozen.
Yeah,
but they're finicky. They're really, really finicky. Do you know why?
Oh, why?
Because you can't just unthaw them like people would unthaw in the microwave because it's too liquidy, right? They can just become mushy.
Yes, Lisa.
Because I tried it. Doesn't work.
Okay.
Not going to work.
No.
It's not going to work. So what you do is you unthaw. You just take a little bit out and you unthaw them for like a couple hours.
And then we thaw.
And then we thaw. And then they go into, so then you can do the exact same thing.
Yes.
Right? So that was my first thing.
Berries on the bottom, yogurt on the top.
And then we mix.
And then we mix.
However, it gets better. I'm doing something new.
What?
I know.
It gets better?
I know. There's two twists.
Stop it.
There's two new twists. So first off, who knew about frozen frozen veg? I knew there was frozen veggies.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew there was frozen fruit like
Lisa,
that.
Lisa?
Samantha.
Everybody knows about frozen berries.
Really?
Everybody.
Wow.
Not you.
Not me, apparently.
And again, this is a gap in your adulthood that your mother didn't insert.
My mother never told me about frozen berries at all. Nothing to do with that. Okay, but twist number two.
Okay. I'm waiting. I'm so excited right now.
I'm about to blow your mind. That's what I'm about to do. Okay, so you know how I don't like glass glasses?
No.
I hate glass glasses,
yes, you,
right?
Yes, you do.
But they have a purpose. They have a new purpose.
Oh.
Right. So we have like the glass glasses that are clear and see-through.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing
the clear and
clear and the see-through. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. So what I do is I take a tall glass,
uh-huh.
Right? I'm making parfaits. I'm making parfaits, Samantha. I'm not even kidding.
I'm sorry.
That's the new thing.
The new thing.
So berries.
Okay.
Then because it's Iogo, you squirt in the yogurt. So berries, squirt the yogurt.
Squirt. Got it.
Berries,
uh-huh.
Squirt the yogurt.
Uh-huh.
Berries, squirt the yogurt because they're tall glasses.
Three layers
because they're tall.
That's exciting.
And the option, uh-huh. Ready for this?
Uh-huh.
You could sprinkle with granola if you wanted to. I haven't yet because I find that the berry, just the parfait itself, is quite filling. Yeah.
You know that.
So you don't have to mix.
You didn't invent the parfait.
Yeah. But yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Cause, and then we layer.
And then we layer.
Because most people wouldn't. Yes, here's the twist, Samantha. Most people would start their parfait with yogurt on the bottom.
Oh.
I'm starting with the fruit.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Woo!
Right?
Woo!
I know. Friends of the podcast, give it a go. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not new.
Oh.
I know.
You know what?
Bursting the bubble.
I beg to differ with
bursting,
you.
Bursting the bubble.
I don't agree. So that's what I was doing as I was making
parfaits.
Parfaits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like love them so much.
And discovering frozen fruit, which everyone knows exists.
Well, guess what? Who never gets to go grocery shopping? That would be me.
Okay.
So I'm not aware of the frozen food aisle, right?
All right.
So that's what I've been doing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I went on my vacation, yeah, I actually bought magazines to read on the plane.
Good.
And I came across an interesting bit about animal crackers.
Oh, I know.
And how we took away the bars on the box.
I know.
Of animal crackers.
Right?
And I thought, look at us being so PC.
So PC.
So PC.
But do you know that PETA had a big play in that? That was all about PETA.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because let's save a fake group of animals on a box,
right,
of cookies.
Yes.
Because, that makes sense.
Because they've banned circuses, right, in some places.
Really?
Or they're trying to ban the circus, or they ban certain animals with the circus.
Okay.
So the argument is so ridiculous.
Are they going to ban zoos, too?
I don't know.
Because are we going there?
They're kind of in captivity.
Yes.
So the whole argument was is that the animal crackers looked like they looked like they were behind bars.
Yes.
But it was supposed to be they were in box cars going to the next circus.
Oh.
So now what they've done is now they've taken away the bars.
Yes.
And now, in my opinion, they look like the animals are, like, in the middle of, like Africa, waiting for Donald Trump's creepy kids to come and poach them. That's all I see. Is I'm like, you know what? It's like we've just put all – we got the zebra, we got the lion, we got the elephant waiting for Don Jr. and Eric to come on down with their gun, and I'm going to take you back because I want your tusks. Right? I think that's worse.
That is worse.
But here's my issue.
Okay.
Okay? And friends of the podcast, don't take this the wrong way because there's no harm intended.
No.
If they can go to all of that trouble
to save an animal,
to save the animal crackers, mm-hmm, can they not update Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima?
True.
Right?
True.
Uncle Ben looks the exact same as he always has.
Yes.
But what they've done, they did this, I think they said, I went to their website and I don't remember what the year was, but what they've done now is now if you go to their website, because you really want to get to know Uncle Ben.
Okay.
He actually is a businessman.
Oh, okay.
And they show Uncle Ben in his same outfit.
Okay.
In front of a desk.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you think that's their upgrade.
Okay.
And yes, Aunt Jemima has lost the kerchief.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Now she just has like her hair.
Okay.
But can we not do a little better for them?
Well, if you're
going
to go after animals.
They look dated.
Then let's maybe try with.
Let's update all.
Let's say update it all.
Maybe the cream of wheat man. Right? Maybe Famous Amos. Right? I just think that there's some other logos that also could
that we
use
need to update.
That are entitled to a little update.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Like rice has been around since like the 1900s.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Jemima's been given the syrup and the pancakes for a long time.
This is true.
So that's all I'm saying, right? Let's update. That's only free. If we're freeing the animals, let's free them all. Right? That's my issue.
That's true.
That's my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and now we're going into fall.
We are in fall.
And we need to consider what we're going to watch for new fall shows.
Because we're going to be on the same page this fall.
What?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, some of the stuff that I watch, you don't.
Yeah, but it's fall. We always watch the same fall stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I got a couple new shows.
No, I'm...
Okay, sorry. Okay. I'm interrupting.
Nope.
No, go ahead.
Because I don't want to watch the Conners. I'm not watching them.
We're going to give it a try.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
We're giving it
I'm
one
bailing.
Try.
I'm not even like going in.
Why?
I'm bailing.
Why?
Because I don't care.
You don't want to know. Samantha, how can you not care? This is what the commercial. I saw the commercial the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And all it shows is an empty couch and the words, what's next? You don't want to know what's next.
No, I know what they're going to do.
No.
They're killing her off.
We don't know.
Yes, they
no,
are.
They're, no,
they're killing her off.
You're following the rumor mill.
They're killing.
You're following the rumor mill.
I am following the rumor mill.
I feel we need
I
to give it.
I trust it. That's why.
No, I feel it's a conspiracy theory. I feel we need to give it one try.
No.
Can we please just
no.
one? Please,
no.
please, please. Come on. One.
You do it.
I will be. But.
Okay.
But then who do I talk to about
you
it?
You let me know how it goes.
No, I like to talk to you about it. Can we please just once? Come on.
I'll PVR it and we'll see.
No, we'll both PVR because we don't like commercials.
Uh-huh.
Okay, no, you do this for me, and then you pick one show, and I'll watch one episode with you.
Well, I'm already going to watch, I think it's 9-11, no. Oh, shoot, now I forgot what
it's called.
Oh, that
sounds like a good show, you don't even
know.
No,
it's, okay, never mind.
Okay.
Oh, 9-11, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Okay, so I'll watch that.
I really
that,
enjoy it.
And then you watch The Conners.
No.
That's only fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what other show we're going to watch? Mm-hmm. New Amsterdam.
That's just because it has
Tom from The Blacklist.
Tom from The Blacklist.
Yeah. He's probably not named Tom. I think he's a doctor.
Yeah, and I don't think he kills people.
I don't.
He's
think
actually
he
trying to save trying them to save now. Them.
So he's transitioned. He's transitioned. That's what Tom's done. And we're gonna watch The Good Doctor again.
Oh, is it coming back?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then our PDs. But let's kick Fire to the curb.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy
we
it.
We didn't like Fire.
No.
No.
Is The Blacklist coming back?
Okay, that's the thing. It's shrouded in mystery. Like the bones. Shrouded. Like the bones.
I can't start this conversation this early. If it's not coming out yet, I can't have this conversation.
Remember when
with
it ended?
You.
It
no.
ended?
With the bones.
With the bones. And the bones mystery still hasn't been solved.
Stop it.
So that's...
No.
So yeah.
Because you don't know what's going on.
Yes.
No, you don't.
So it's so
I feel
shrouded.
Like I yeah. need to sit down with Mike and go, okay, can you just explain the
no,
last
it's
season
shrouded in mystery.
Because she's like... She's not following
no,
along.
It's shrouded in mystery.
All right.
Yeah. Fine. So and then we'll argue about the rest of the shows.
All right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So with fall coming...
Yeah.
There must be new fall food.
There is one new fall food. There's one new fall food. Oh my God, it's like you knew. How do you know? Woo, woo, woo.
Because you're, it's the Gibsons.
It's the Gibsons. You know what it is? You probably never even heard of this. You know how, okay, you know how there's lasagna?
Yes, Lisa.
That's not it, Samantha. I know that's not new.
Oh my God.
I know that's not new.
Thank you.
Ready for this? Chicken lasagna.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know, right?
A chicken went into a lasagna?
I know. What do you think about that?
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's not new.
But
it's new to you.
It's new to me.
You've never had it.
Never had it.
It's like you never knew that there was frozen berries.
I never knew there was frozen berries.
It's like everything is like a brand new day.
It's like Christmas. I open up. Whoa, it's new. Right?
A chicken went into a lasagna.
Exactly. Right?
That's so exciting.
So exciting. So that's going to be, that's our new food we're going to try.
Okay. Yeah. You let me know how that goes.
It's in the freezer.
Oh my God.
With the berries.
I can't even.
Yeah. Because now the freezer's transitioned, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we're doing.
Okay. Well, I was gone. What's up with the HHG?
Well, you know what? The HHG, she's been busy. But you know what? She's been
busy.
She's been being a really good wife.
Aw.
I know.
That's nice.
Ready for this? I got a text
like
from
nice her. In a good way?
No, I don't
or
know.
Or nice and just like.
I don't know if it's like. I can't even do that. Let me try. I don't know if it's. My teeth make that hard to do. Right?
Like. Everything was a sign?
No, I don't think.
No?
I,
okay.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, but I don't know, right? I mean, so it was Bryce's birthday.
Oh,
so hopefully
that
there
was a sign.
I hope that there was a sign. I don't know though. She was tired, so hard to say.
Hard to say.
She sent me a message early in the morning saying going to Denny's for breakfast, and I thought that seems odd because you're to be at work soon, right?
No.
So I'm like, I wonder if she remembers that she's working today.
Yeah.
And then she said it was Bryce's birthday. Did you know? I didn't know. And why have we never known this? And why have we never done this? You can get a free breakfast on your birthday at Denny's. Up to $11.95. Happy birthday. $11.95 worth. Right? $11.95 worth. $11.95 worth.
So she basically took him for a free
breakfast. No, he took
breakfast.
Her. He took her.
Oh, okay.
He's all about that.
Oh, okay.
And we talked about it today because he was driving. He was like in the area. And so we were talking about it today. And I wished him happy birthday. And I said, who knew? And he's like, you got to just ask me. I know these things. And then Michelle says to me, if you want to know where to get free stuff, he's the man. Right? He's like, you got to take advantage of it.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
Right?
Who
but you got to show your ID.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. But only $11.95 worth.
$11.95.
Anything after that, we only wish you this much of a happy birthday.
Not $12.
Not $12.
Not $12.05.
Tax tips and taxes are not included. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Right.
So happy birthday, Hyper Hype Girl's husband, Bryce.
Happy birthday, Bryce.
So hyper.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hope you got some.
Oh, Jesus. Right?
That's a good birthday present.
Pass. Right? I have an anniversary next week. Oh, I got a headache coming on.
Oh, my God.
I already feel a cold.
Oh, you're
having. That's what we've been doing, Samantha.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, isn't that kind of funny?
That's very fun.
I know. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. So, friends of the podcast, we're trying something new. We are doing some live... Would you rather?
Well, they're lively. That's
they
what
are right. lively.
Okay, guys, we got a treat for you today.
Such a big surprise.
With such a big surprise. someone from our past, Lisa, reached out to us.
Yeah, I know. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
And we were like, wow, she likes us still. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool because it's been a long time.
It's been a very right? long time.
That's the beauty of Facebook, Samantha.
That is.
Right? Is that people are around, right? It's like you never lose touch.
So we have Jenna Kovach Shell with
Shell.
Us.
Shell. And funny, because before we talked about this, this was the conversation before. Go ahead.
Schnell?
Shell.
Oh, God, no. There's not an N. No Schnell. My husband can attest.
Continue. Do it again.
Shell.
Shell.
Shell. Like the gas
Shell.
Station.
That's all we did.
Okay. Shell. That's how it went.
For like 2 minutes.
Yeah, for 2 minutes. Like... Shell. And you're like, Schnell, Shell. Schnell, Shell. Right?
I'm sorry.
It's totally fine.
Right?
And my husband said for years that he would pick up prescriptions or teachers, whatever, would always throw the N in there.
Yeah,
and I told him he was a big, dirty, dirty liar.
Right.
Until I became a Shell.
There.
And now I get Schnell all the time.
I think it's because you have the S-C-H.
Does that have to do with having an N? They're nowhere near each other in the alphabet.
I know. But in my world, S-C-H isn't really Shell.
No.
Ah, right?
What is it? Sk?
No, it's just, it's Shell, but it doesn't seem like Shell.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I
makes
don't know.
A
there
lot
you go.
Sense.
Yeah. Okay. So how do we know her? How do we know her?
Jenna is an ex-employee.
She's a former coworker. Sounds a little bit.
That sounds
ex-employee
horrible.
Ex-employee sounds like.
Oh my God.
Like she was a. Sounds like she's a convict. Right.
So. Well, you did fire me. Just gonna throw that out there.
All right. So.
But obviously, no hard feelings. No.
And here's the release form that we need you to sign. Right?
Oh my God.
We wined you, we dined you, we fed
yes.
you.
We fed you.
Thank yeah. goodness you ended with fed you.
Right?
Because that's not generally how that saying goes.
But yeah.
And I'm totally okay with it.
But you know what? But that's as far as the relationship goes.
Yes.
Right?
Very professional.
Yes.
It's just the first time. It's just the
There's
first
There's no
time.
HR here.
There's nothing. No. Nothing
okay.
at all.
We
all
do
right.
not have an HR department.
There's no HR department. But what we thought we were going to do, yeah. because Jenna's like a lot of fun. So we thought, and we love doing would you rathers.
Yes, we do.
So we want to do some would you rathers.
I'm yes. down.
Okay.
Okay.
Samantha's worked hard to come up with because she's schooly that way,
I'm
right?
I'm schooly.
Yeah. You're a little
Did schooly. Did you know that?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. You're that girl. All right. Don't wrinkle your page.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm just saying.
I got schooled already?
Well, you're going to get schooled by me now, too.
Stop it.
So.
Schooly and a little mummy.
And a little mummy.
A little mumsy for someone with no babies.
Right? I would have been a control freak mom.
You would have been a good mom. Very firm with that finger.
With that finger?
The finger?
Don't be like that.
And the repeating of things.
Yes.
Don't do this. Just remember not to do that.
Right? That's a
but
good
remember
point.
I told you not to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, I remember.
Look at my finger.
Right?
Don't do that.
I told
Look
you.
At my finger.
Right? I told you. Because I'm not pointing at you. I'm just making a
In
point.
In your general direction.
I'm just making a point.
Literally.
With my finger.
Yes.
To all of us. To whomever might be listening.
Got it.
All right.
Peter Pointerfinger.
Peter Pointerfinger.
Okay. First, would you rather?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you control yourselves?
Lately, I sit
know.
Like this.
I have no idea why.
I don't know why. Is it my hand folded?
As soon as you get to 50.
Right?
It must be. You get up there, you get the hand fold. You'll be crossing your feet here in no time.
Well, maybe not in bed because it's small.
Small.
Right?
I don't know.
Then I already got, like, my hips already starting to hurt because we're cramping up because we got to look at each other. Right? It's
I'm just
not...
thrown off the mix.
Right? No. You know, even without you, we're still supposed to be
We're
looking.
Still supposed to look at each other.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather begin every sentence with, hey, idiot, or end every sentence with, haha, I was just kidding?
Well,
what would you do?
I would, hey, idiot.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
Because then, you know, you could kind of pass it off as, just kidding.
Just kidding. Right? Or, hey, idiot, and people look at you, right? And then they're like kind of like, oh, huh. Apparently you're used to being called that.
Right?
Yeah. Because
like
you know
that.
What? If you can get away with calling somebody a name, why wouldn't you?
How good would that
right?
feel?
Yeah.
Right, idiot?
What would you do?
Oh, no. Hey, idiot. My
hey,
bad.
Idiot.
My
hey,
bad.
Idiot.
My bad. I'm a guest. I got to keep
why
it in check.
Why are you looking at me and saying that?
Well, I was not looking at you. I was looking in your general direction,
right?
According
just,
to
I'm
Lisa's
making,
pointer, pointer finger.
Point. We're just making
spitting
a point.
It out there.
That's all we're doing.
All right.
What would you do?
I would be like, I was just kidding.
Really? Because you want to go hardcore mean.
Yeah. And then
right?
I'd be like, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Would you do like a, just kidding.
Wink in the gun?
Right, you know, one of those? Yeah. Would you do that? Okay.
Potentially.
That's funny.
Okay. Would you rather be without elbows or be without knees?
Okay. Well, I already know what I want to be. I want to be without knees because I just want to sit.
Right.
Yeah, and but without elbows, you can't put food in your mouth.
Oh, I never even thought about it that way.
With all the straw banning going on, how the hell would you get anything from A to B?
Exactly.
Don't even talk about the straws.
It's the sea turtles. Right? Those
fuckers. And it's like John said on his Hate to Wait podcast, right? He said, one sea turtle and the world doesn't get a straw. But all of this apparently came from Starbucks. And I was in Starbucks today and they had buckets of straws.
Buckets of them.
So is it in the States only?
I gotta say, how do we know that that sea turtle didn't have a raging cocaine problem?
Yeah, hey, and he was just snorting.
Right?
Right?
And we just caught him in the midst of a bender.
Yeah, it does seem
and now
really,
no straws.
It just seems extreme.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so. Because my thoughts on the straw thing is, why you gotta take away my straw?
I know, right?
Because there are so many other things that we should take away.
Yeah.
Like maybe the plastic water bottle I just bought.
Well, you know, VIP treatment, the Aquafina. I'm not going
to
lie. I'm enjoying.
We could have just gone to a trough and we could have just scooped water into our mouths.
Yeah. There is a small puddle just outside.
It was raining earlier, so it would work out well.
Totally fine. Yeah.
I think my issue is, so in my heart, now that we're completely off of Would You Rathers and we're talking about the straw, in my heart, I want to be the person, and on Facebook, I was trying to be the person who, yes, let's get those steel straws. Come on. I don't want to get a steel straw.
You know what? I was going to bring them for you guys as a gift, and then I'm like, they're not going to use them.
I'm not going to use them.
I even thought, like, I'll get the one that folds up and goes in the... I'm like, who am I kidding?
I believe that I have... I won't go looking for it now, but I have a straw in my... straw. Because now, every time the hyper hype girl goes someplace, she brings me two straws. So I'm getting my own collection.
You have your own personal collection.
That I can take with me.
Just because, just in case, across Canada, straws are done.
Come to me.
Or the lip of the glass.
Okay, but how are you drinking a pop from McDonald's or Burger King or any fast food?
My kid's sister asked, how do you drink a milkshake from McDonald's without a straw?
With a spoon.
And then it's a smoothie and then you're at Wendy's, right?
With the froster or whatever
the
they have.
The frosty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you're at Wendy's, not at the McDonald's.
I don't know.
I don't know. So would you rather straw or no straw? No straw. We want the straw.
I want the straw.
I'm a straw girl.
I'm a straw person.
Yeah. I don't like the ice cubes on the teeth.
No, right?
And then what if you take a sip and an ice cube gets in there and then all of a sudden...
You're choking
on an ice cube.
Yeah, right?
And that could happen.
And you either wait for it to melt and cross your fingers.
Or you live for the melt.
Do a hot tea chaser. Get that bugger down. Or you hope somebody knows how to revive you.
Nobody's doing the Heimlich. Right? We are 3+ size women.
Hashtag
no offense,
me
girls.
Too. Though right. also, I did not give you consent.
Right. Consent to
wrap your arms around under my breast.
And squeeze.
And squeeze.
And squeeze hard.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my
you
God.
You have point. To really.
Oh my God.
I've got to cry. Yeah.
How far off the ledge have we gone, y'all?
We're far.
Yeah, well,
we have now decided that not having a straw leads to hashtag not me too.
Yeah.
Hashtag,
right? Because I want the consent.
Yeah.
You want consent.
Don't touch me there.
Really?
I'm being serious. Don't touch me there. Anybody. Like, don't. That's part of your no-no zone. Right? So it shouldn't just be touched. Right?
It's kind of the in-between.
I know that, but it's still, like if you're looking, you can see where your no-no zone
is. Yeah, but I got a lot of meat going on from A to B there. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
But then that makes the Heimlich even tougher.
Yeah, you would have to have somebody with really long arms.
We have to have two of us. Can you get one side?
Is there an extender? Do we have a Heimlich extender?
Oh, my God. That could be the next money maker.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Heimlich
extenders by Lisa.
Yeah, right? Right up there with the fanny pack extender. Right?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Right? All these things we need to do.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm saying no knees. Okay.
Yeah, me too, because I want elbows to eat.
Yeah.
Not to eat.
Okay,
but you
don't think that not having knees would be also trouble?
I would just walk funny.
Well, no, but you're going to sit funny, too.
With no
knees. Who needs to sit when you can lay down?
Hey, fair enough. I don't think you're going to sit funny with no knees.
Your legs would be straight out.
Straight out. You just need a footstool.
Yeah, but though, they bring just hang ottoman. Over the top of the chair, just like your regular legs do.
And stick out.
They're just not as
straight out.
Stick out.
No, they're not.
There's no bending. There's no bending.
Unless your legs end.
Fair enough.
You're like above the knee.
Right, you're like that character on The Simpsons, on The Family Guy, who he's like a captain, and he just has like legs.
Just the pig
legs. Woods, just the pig legs.
Just two pig legs.
Yeah, okay.
That.
But so I would rather walk funny. And still be able to just two-fist ice cream cones if I want to.
I still want my elbows.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Would you rather be a clown who distracts the bull or the cowboy who rides the bull?
I hate clowns.
I'm not a fan of clowns either.
But you're the clown that's distracting the ball.
Yeah, but I don't want to be the clown because I don't want to put that shit
on my face. Well, then that makes you the cowboy riding
okay.
the ball.
I would go cowboy because I would get the opportunity to straddle something and go for a ride.
That's all this girl wants. She just wants to be straddling. Right?
I'm enjoying being in the backseat of Betty because you know why? Backseat in the middle on the hump. I'm straddled. Backseat in the middle on the hump. That's me right now.
See? Oh,
so God. I'm already cowboying the hell out of Betty.
Hey.
So just give me the bull and I'm ready to go.
And you're good to go.
Oh, my
what
God.
What would you rather be?
I think I'd rather be a clown.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I'm pretty good at distractions. So.
Well, yeah, and then you know what? You could be that for Halloween. You know, you need to do that for Halloween this year. Can you be a clown instead of like the witch?
Being a clown. Mm.
Why?
No.
Let's just see if it works.
I'm not being a clown.
Let's see how distracting it is.
No.
Happy clown or mean clown?
No.
Right? With like a sad face or a mad face? Because right now I'm seeing a bit of a mad face. I think you'd be a mad clown. You wouldn't be like a big... You imagine you as a big happy clown, like an over-animated happy clown?
No.
Never.
Just that a would be surly, scary. Bitchy clown, just popping balloons everywhere, squeezing kids when they're not looking.
That would exactly
oh
be
my
you.
God, I
100%.
Would. Yeah, that would be fun, though.
Your 5 a.m. bun and... you'd be like that.
Is she bun shaming us?
She's bun shaming.
Sorry, I forgot you had a bun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I live my life in the bun.
How did this become shaming me?
All full circle moment. It's all a full circle moment, Samantha. Friends of the podcast, that's how we do it. Right? We just full circle it around.
Oh, my God.
Okay, another one.
Okay. Okay. Ugh. Would you rather have 500 tarantulas crawling in your house or 1,000 crickets jumping around your room?
Oh, God. Well, the 1,000 crickets, because then I could just choose to go to a different room.
Oh, I don't...
Because me and spiders...
No.
No bueno.
No.
No bueno. Especially the big, thick ones, like those with the hairy legs.
Yeah, but you can kill... How many are there?
500.
Have you ever thought to step on a tarantula?
No.
That's like stepping on, like, a tiny... baby, like it's all squishy and it would make a mat and the just
that's
the foot feel.
Oh, ew.
No,
okay, yeah,
and they're hairy, aren't they?
They're so hairy. I mean, gross. If you have a spider that needs to shave,
it's a problem, right?
There's
a problem with that.
I hate spiders too.
You hate anything? You wouldn't do well with the crickets.
No.
But the crickets, you know what? You go in with a can of Raid.
You just
like
one
the
big
old
spray.
School in the camper, you know, that your mom would bring out that. You can't go in for an hour.
Yeah.
You do that. Right? You vacuum that stuff up and you're call
done.
It a day.
They're good luck. So you shouldn't.
Crickets are good luck.
Yeah, apparently. I think I heard that. If there's a cricket in your house,
she
it's
thinks
good luck.
She heard that.
I think I heard that.
I think she may have just been
part of the useless information that I know. I think I've read that somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're good luck.
Yeah. Well, good luck living in my room.
They're not living in my room.
Not living in your room.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather have your breath smell like a fart or have your laugh sound like a fart?
Lisa, I'm going to let you take that one first.
First off, I don't ever want to taste a fart. I ride the public bus, and I think sometimes I have tasted fart. Right? Not mine, I think, because I'm not very gassy. Right? I'm not
she
gassy
just has
by
to
nature.
Clarify.
Yeah, I do. I always feel I have to. Yeah, because I'm really proud of that, that I'm not super gassy, unlike some.
Mm-hmm.
There goes that pointer finger. No, just kidding.
I'm just saying. I just said, like, unlike some, it could be anybody.
Uh-huh.
It could be, like, anybody.
Whatever.
So I don't want to... you know what? I don't really have a great laugh, so I'd be okay if my laugh sounded like a fart.
Really?
Well... More than, like, wanting to taste it.
Is it tasting or smell? No, your boobs
your,
just
your
smell.
Breath, your breath.
Oh, your breath. I thought you said your breasts.
No.
I was like, what?
That's worse. That, frankly, would be worse.
That would be worse.
Because that would radiate.
That's just boob
like,
sweat.
Like, all the time.
Right?
How do you, and that, it would be boob sweat.
How do you make boob sweat worse than what boob sweat already is?
I was thinking, what kind of, would you rather is this? Would you rather... A breath that smells like a fart.
It's the porn.
Like, she really had to think deep for that one.
It's the porn edition.
Oh my god.
No, breath.
Your breath. Yeah. I laugh a lot, though. I don't know if I would want to be farting, making fart sounds.
Yeah, but
all the
you want to taste a fart?
Well, would you taste it or your breath would just smell like one?
Well, when you have garlic, you can taste the garlic in your breath.
So technically, you probably would taste the fart, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Ew. Well, then I guess I got to laugh out some farts.
Really sounds so sad, eh? Oh, okay, like, if she's that emoji, which one does she say?
She's the sad one.
Right? It's like if Sam the clown just popped my balloon.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not dressing like a clown for Halloween. Just get that out of your head.
You can't do witch 2 years,
yes,
3 years
I can.
In a row.
I can do all things.
No. No.
Shut up.
Okay, what are you doing? Are you smelling like a fart?
Or are you sounding
no,
like
no,
sounding
I
like
probably. A fart? Well, no, because I laugh a lot, too.
You laugh a lot.
Right? Right? We would just all have to be in the
I'd
same spot
okay
when we laugh.
I'd be okay if my laugh was a fart, because I already have a bad laugh, so nobody gives
you do,
a
you're
shit.
Like,
nobody gives a shit about my laugh.
That's pretty good.
Insert laugh here. I know, it's a bad laugh.
And what's hers?
I can't even do it. It's so...
like Betty Rubble, a little bit.
Because you get me laughing so hard.
I know, right?
I can't breathe anymore.
And that's what happens.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to throw one in you didn't like, because I think this is important.
Okay.
Would you never want to have painful cramps again, or never have to shave again?
What type of cramps?
Painful cramps.
Oh, I thought you said like, papal.
I got to tap out, because I don't do either.
No.
I don't grow
you
leg hair.
See the look.
You don't grow
it's
leg hair.
I don't grow leg hair
It's a crazy genetic
anymore.
Thing that my
I
mom has
I don't.
To. I maybe have one. Or two that come and
I
they're like
Jen
blonde
and, I,
and they're like
I think
long.
Jen and
like,
I are long lost sisters.
Yeah, so like I just go blink and then it's gone.
But underarm?
Underarm, I have.
Yeah.
But I'm also friends of the podcast, TMI. I'm also a hippie by nature.
There
so
you
I don't
oh,
take
natural.
Care of that either.
Huh.
And I know that's really on your yeah. list of like no
no's. Definitely.
So welcome.
And so friends of the podcast, it's been great. Yeah. And that's the sound of the door opening.
We're rolling this dirty, dirty hippie out of here.
The dirty girl's gone.
Oh my God.
That's too yeah. funny.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you'd rather, okay, so you don't get either. I don't get cramps, but I would rather, I don't like shaving my armpits, but I do it. That's the difference right there, yeah. is I do it.
I just don't.
Mm-hmm. You know what? To each is their own.
But that's I also don't go sleeveless.
Okay,
so
okay,
there's
good.
No
okay,
so
good, good.
You know
so
there's
we're not
really
it.
Except
so nobody
home.
Knows
so nobody other
nobody
than
knows.
Me and my
yeah
your my
immediate
family of three
people.
Yeah that's it
right and really let's be honest right once they see you with no bra it doesn't matter
right and
right.
who's wearing that yeah. around the house
nobody
that's right
off. Nobody
done
off.
You're lucky I put one on for you today you're welcome mascara and a bra
mascara
congratulations
bra.
You guys
wow like, don't let your husband know that
no
right
he's gonna expect it all the time
and guess what that's not a sign
it's not a sign
not a
not
sign,
sign.
No nope.
Bra on at home is mm-hmm. not a sign right
oh
what would
God.
You pick because you suffer from cramps
yes and I have to shave
and you have to shave
mm-hmm.
So what would you rather do
I'd rather not shave
you'd rather not shave
mm-hmm.
huh.
It's blech.
I know it's a pain
shaving's awful
yeah
okay.
whatever
all right
okay
thanks for putting that one in there because I
welcome.
Didn't love it
I know and that's why I put it in there
because that's how it
because sometimes you don't get a choice
sometimes I don't get a choice
no
and now I'm getting unfriended on Facebook as
completely.
Soon as I leave Betty
yeah right?
I can feel it
yep done
deep
done.
Down in my
done.
Hairy little armpits
Lisa, right she was a hippie
right that's gonna be our texting tonight back and forth mm-hmm.
did you know
would you have thought
I would never have invited her in my car if I knew
Right? If I thought those pits were hairy, we wouldn't have bought two pizzas, just one.
Just one. Yeah.
Right?
No water.
No VIP.
No.
That's too funny.
Okay. Next one. Ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather wake up with a different face, but the same gender?
Oh, I didn't like this one either.
Or different gender, same face.
I could go for a face upgrade.
But okay, read it again. I don't get it the
you
first
you stay a girl, but your face changes, or you become a boy, but your face stays the same as a girl. So you have a girl face on a boy body.
So then you
body.
Become, so she
take away your
like,
boobs.
So then you become, she looking like a man.
But I would have a ding-a-ling.
You'd have a ding-dong.
That might be fun.
Really?
Well, wouldn't you want to just wave it around, like, just once?
No.
Like, when you're a man, like, no. The
you
world can... is your toilet. You wouldn't ever have to worry about
well,
a porta potty.
That's true.
Or anything. You just.
And if you had to go right now, you'd just go.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But true. If you were a boy, would you adjust yourself in public?
I probably would.
Would you?
I don't know.
That
I
really
wouldn't, I wouldn't be that boy.
Yes, I know, but I could you imagine having a little bit of trouser meat in there that's just pinched
no,
to
I
one
could.
Side
I,
and you would have to just like,
I know for
you know,
a fact,
you gotta give it the old lifting move.
I wouldn't be that boy. I wouldn't be, cupping and shifting.
So you would just be pinched. Yeah. You would just be in pinchy nerve pain
oh yeah.
until...
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think I would just tough it out.
Okay, but then there's like voicemails, right? So like,
yeah.
sweaty balls.
Very
balls,
musky.
Musky. Mm-hmm.
Very musky scents so, coming from
like,
certain
that's
areas.
That's happening. Yeah. It's happening.
Oh, see, I would only want it once just to swing the doodle around just and then I would be good. I just want to know.
You want to know what it's like,
just
right?
Just to stand up and pee and swing it around once or twice and then go back.
Go back.
Yeah.
Right? Go back to the bra and everything else.
I don't like that either. But, you know, I think I would just upgrade the face a little. Could you pick features? Is it like a catalog? Consumers, distributors?
Swiping, right? That nose. Okay, those eyes.
Yeah.
Because I would take away a little of this, a little bit of the old
right? The little rooster neck.
Yeah, yeah. Take some of that away as we're getting up in age. That's drooping.
Well, I would take this away.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's not part of your face, but
but I'd still take it away.
Yeah.
So then, is it better to be a boy then? Because when you're saggy and droopy as a boy,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares. And I would be a stunning man.
Like, did you?
I'm just
see?
Like a solid 6 as a woman, but as a man, bitch, I might be a 10.
And you know what's funny is when we did. Remember
we have a doodle,
and we'll revisit this again in November. Remember last year, November for Movember,
we
did us as our inner men.
Yes.
And we looked okay. Huh. You didn't.
No, I looked okay.
No, I looked really good. You looked a little bit awkward.
I changed my answer.
Awkward. Yeah.
Changing my answer.
You want to be a man.
I'm going for the... Yeah, I'm going to be this... I don't care if I have a stinky...
Stinky
something.
Dinky?
A stinky dinky.
Stinky dinky.
Yeah.
Dinky stinky. Yeah. Mine wouldn't be stinky.
Because A, I could swing around a doodle and I would be stunning.
Stunning. She'd be a 10.
She'd be a 10.
What would your name be?
Ooh, something exotic.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Well, like a Pedro.
Sebastian.
Xavier.
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 What about Xander? Be a Xander.
I'll rock a Xander.
You
I could
rock
be
a
Xander.
How about a Jesus?
I enjoy a good Jesus. Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't spell it with the J-E-S-U-S.
No.
No,
right?
It'd be H-E-Y-Z-E-U-S.
Hey.
Jesus.
Hey.
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 Right? And then I
think I was just John. I didn't think you were Steve.
Is that you? All just picked just
so
John
boring.
And Steve.
So boring.
Oh, well, I'll
friends
be
of the
Bob,
podcast,
I guess.
Wait till this November when we have Jesus and Pedro and I don't know who else.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. That was funny. Okay. Would you rather get even or get over it?
I get even
Me
all
too.
The time.
Get
Every
even.
Damn time. No
right.
hesitation.
Yeah, I'm getting even.
Bitches,
getting
beware.
I'm getting even. With a smile. Getting even with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to know a story of a get even. You got one? You got one?
Well, I don't know if it's suitable for the podcast.
Exactly, right? Remember, we're friendly. We're family friendly still.
Are we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Well, this isn't... Yeah, it's not my finest moment. Not my finest moment. I worked at a place here. It was after our time together.
Okay.
So rest easy.
Okay.
Rest easy.
God.
And I worked with a girl.
Because this could be getting even now.
Right?
It's hard to
you
say.
You don't know what I'm doing back here.
Right?
Don't soil Betty.
Too late. No, I'm kidding. But I worked with a girl who was like unbearable. Like you think I'm unbearable? She was like beyond unbearable. No. And she chewed her pens like crazy.
Ooh.
And she'd be on the phone and she'd chew your pen. Like, so she said something so off to me one day and I'm just like, oh, mess with your pens.
Yeah.
And I did very disgusting things.
Wow. That's getting even.
Isn't that? Yeah. That's awful, isn't it?
But my kid's sister used to do that to me with my toothbrush when she would be mad at me. She would dip it in pee.
Oh, and no, I never did anything like
so good that. Good thing I clarified. Because right now, friends of the podcast were thinking, wonder what that girl in the back seat did.
No.
So you didn't do anything that bad.
Oh, God,
my
no.
kid's sister used to dish you. That's what she'd say. When I made her mad, I would take your toothbrush and I'd dip it in the pee before
I'd
flush.
I just put it in things that were not super sanitary.
Okay.
But nothing to do with bathroom or body. I'm
good,
not going any further than
the
that.
The clarification.
Yeah.
Good for clarification.
And
no
what would
pee.
You do, Samantha?
Of course I would get even.
Yeah, you'd get even too, hey?
Yeah, boy, we are some resentful...
some resentful ladies
bitches.
Here.
Bitches.
Right?
Bitches.
Right?
Right? Yeah.
I'm okay. I own it. It's all right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's
right?
all we need.
You diss me, I diss you back, and it's going to be worse.
Right? Nobody's getting over shit. Nobody does.
Because if people say that, they're lying.
Yeah. We say it because it's the right thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
They harbor it.
Yeah, just get over it. Okay.
And those are the people that become serial killers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we won't be.
Get rid of it. Just get it even.
Just get it even.
Get it out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, like I said to Lisa on the way here, when I found out that somebody was almost in our spot.
Almost in our spot.
I said, do you want me to bring out the West Side Blanket Party?
And I said, yes, I do.
And so I was in the trunk of the car already getting supplies.
And then I sent you the message saying, whoa.
Actually, she's one spot over.
Yeah, and that's our spot on Thursdays, not Friday. Right.
So that bitch got a pass. Because I keep a blanket in the trunk for such occasions.
Right?
Now, does anybody need clarification as to what a West Side Blanket Party is?
No, I don't think so.
No, you know?
Well,
you're good?
You're
from Ontario.
No, yeah, that's true. I don't know.
She doesn't know.
I don't know.
Explain.
What is it?
Oh. Take victim. Cover them in blanket. Beat them with a hard surface. Whether that is crowbar, baseball bat, phone book, whatever you have.
Whatever you got.
Sack of nickels. Whatever you have on hand.
I feel that I did a good thing by telling you to hold off on the West Side.
Right, because like I said too, you can take the girl out of the West Side, but you don't take the West Side out of the girl.
No, right? There you go.
Oh so, my God.
I was hence the brass knuckles.
You like those? Right? You like those guys?
Right? Yeah.
This one says I shake, and this one says my head. So, you know, I'm representing.
You're back in your stomping ground. Right?
Oh my God.
Represent the girls.
Oh my God.
That's too funny.
All right. One more.
Okay.
One more.
All right.
Would you rather go a month without internet or go a month without bathing?
I can't go without
bathing. How you answering, hippie?
Month without bathing.
Oh, no. I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, you could do a top and tail.
What?
A top and tail. Or as my mother used to call it when we were camping and we didn't know what it was, a horse bath. Which is where you just stand at the sink with your face cloth and you do your top and your tail. You rinse out the cloth and then you hang it on the bar for tomorrow. Yeah.
Friends of the podcast, I may have just thrown up in my mouth.
Sorry, Barb. I'm sorry, Barb. Barb is my mother. If you're listening, I have outed the top and tail.
Wow. Which is funny because when we went to the lake and we had the shower outside, we each had, there was two face cloths in there. Right? I had one and you had one. There's no sharing.
No. Well, no, you don't. We never shared the cloth. We had our own cloth.
Oh, I thought
Holy heck. No, we're not monsters.
You would rinse it out and use it again tomorrow.
That would be your cloth for the next day.
Okay, I thought you meant that then.
Oh, yes, Mom. Here's the face cloth I just used to wash the sand out of my butt crack. Feel free to go ahead and scrub your face.
I thought you were saying.
However, I would be using that same face cloth on my top and tail again the next day. But, you know, you've rinsed it out and you've hung it to dry. So, really, what could be on there?
Okay.
This is true.
Oh,
this
no.
This is true.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't live with it. I don't care about the bath. But I need the shower. I need to be clean.
No, I'm fine. No. Like, I don't. Yeah. So I am a hippie.
I can live without internet.
Could you?
Could you?
Could you?
Yeah.
Could you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't do that either, right? I'd be like, no, it wouldn't be pretty. Wouldn't be pretty. I'd
How
be like
you do the podcast.
She's got
one month hiatus. Oh yeah, right. Yeah, because she's the clean one.
I'm the clean one.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the clean one.
We could all just go. Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, I couldn't go without bathing. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh well, thanks. Thank you for that.
So can you please hi? We have a guest.
I'm a guest,
right?
Do I need to remind you of this?
Right.
This bottle of Aquafina.
Right.
It's a 3-year blended.
Only the best for the guest.
Right.
Right.
Well, you can save it for your bath tomorrow.
And here's
my top and tail.
Yeah. And you want to know what's funny? And no offense to our dear friend Shauna Foster, who is a friend of the podcast.
Yes.
We didn't give her a water.
No, we didn't. We gave her nothing.
But we've improved. We've stepped up our game.
Stepped up our game.
We also didn't have this. We didn't have our recording system.
No, we did not.
Which completely horrified her.
Yes.
She's like, what is it that we talk into? Just my hand.
Just my hand.
Just what I'm holding right here.
We're just puppets. Yeah, we just do this.
We're just doing that. Good sport.
Oh my
good
God.
Sport. Well, this has certainly been a little bit crazier than I anticipated.
Yeah, it was fun.
Right?
Jenna.
Yeah.
Come back.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, but we may need an extension back here because this backseat is not fat girl friendly.
Now, what if we have Jenna and the hype girl all at once?
Well, we would have to move to
a second location.
We'll have to relocate. Because we're not convinced that Betty is perfect for the guests.
No.
Although she did okay.
She's great. She has handled me well.
She has handled you well. Absolutely. Jenna, I think it's always been a pleasure.
Yes, it has.
And it should be. Isn't that what you say? It should be.
It should be.
All right, Lisa.
Samantha.
Let's talk turkey.
Let's talk turkey.
About talkers versus listeners.
Okay.
I'm serious about what I'm about to reveal.
Well, I'm really serious about what I learned about myself. And you're going to be surprised.
Well, that sounds fun.
I know.
You go first.
I took two quizzes. I took two quizzes. First quiz.
I'm the one that usually takes the quizzes. Right?
I know. It's wearing off on me. It's kind of scary.
Damn
so
it.
I took one quiz and I'm like, there's no way. And then I took a second quiz. And guess what I am? Hmm. I am a listener.
You are not.
I am too.
That quiz lied to you.
No, it didn't. I took
You're
two.
You're a talker.
So I took the first one and it said I was a listener, and then I thought, no, I'm not. And I took the second. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
But it's given me some helpful tips. Okay?
It's lying to you. I think you lied your way. It was two truths and a lie the whole way through,
no,
right?
No, that's just with you. I only play that game with you, right? Two truths and a lie. No. So my quiz, it was different questions.
Yeah.
But different situations.
All right.
Okay? This is what I found out. It wants me to challenge myself to listen more. Makes sense, right? Right? It says that
oh
I need
my God.
So even though I'm a listener, it says that I still need to practice on becoming a better listener.
Okay.
I need to practice, practice, practice.
Yes.
And it says I'm a good listener if I put my mind to it.
But you don't want to be. So why would you get better at it? Because you're a talker.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You're not a listener.
Samantha.
You're not a listener.
Do you know why I'm a talker? I'm a talker because nobody talks.
You're a talker because you can't handle silence.
Yeah, exactly. Because if it's silent, I think somebody's mad at me. Right? So this is where...
Oh, my God.
And this is a prime example. May I share?
Okay.
Okay. And then we share.
And then we share.
So every Christmas, we go to Mike's family's, right? So my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law.
Yes.
And his mom and dad come down. It's like a big, beautiful, wonderful Christmas.
To do.
And every year, this is what Mike says as we pull up to Brian and Betty Joe's. He says, remember... Other people can talk too. I'm like, I know. Remember, it doesn't only have to be you talking. I know. And then this is what I say to him. Remember, nobody talks. Guess who's doing the talking? So I go in every year remembering I don't have to be the talker. And after 5 minutes and nobody's really talking, I just got to, right? It's uncomfortable. Who's mad at me? Apparently somebody's mad. Haven't seen you in almost a year. Why are you mad?
I feel like I need to stop you there.
Okay.
And remind you that when we went to Meadow Lake.
Yes.
To the Gibson Cabin.
Yes.
And we stopped in to see Hildenberry.
Yeah.
And stopped back in to on the way out.
Yeah.
To Hildenberry's.
Yes.
Hildenberry talkers. So I think you just like to talk. Because I sat there and participated in the conversation.
Because you're a talker.
But Hildenberry, they're talkers.
They talk.
Yes.
Yes.
And.
Yes.
So do you.
Yes.
So I think that you think you need to hold the conversation, but you don't have to because Hildenberry can talk too.
I know that.
So I think that people are silent because they know you cherish the opportunity at Christmas time.
Cherish the time to talk.
To talk. And share all of the fun Lisa things that are just firing off in that brain.
Exactly, right?
So you a talker. You're not a listener.
Not based on
that quiz. That quiz is wrong.
I don't know.
The quiz is wrong.
I don't know. Tell me what you got.
I never took a quiz.
I know. But I'm sure you schooled some information.
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
Okay, so there's an Arabic proverb.
I don't even know what that means.
It's Arabic.
Is that like a language?
Yes.
Okay.
That says, the words of the tongue should have three gatekeepers. One, is it true?
Okay.
Two, is it kind? Three, is it necessary?
Don't look at me like that.
I feel
don't
like
look
you
at
need
me like
two.
That. I
need you is to it true? And is it necessary?
I need you to shut your mouth. I need you to shut your mouth. That's what I need from you right now. I need you to
That's
be quiet.
What I think.
Really?
Yes, because you are a talker.
I am a talker.
Is it true what you're saying?
I like to talk.
Is it true? But mostly, is it necessary?
Okay. I always feel everything I have to say only enhance the conversation, Samantha. That's part of the problem, right?
Hence why your husband gives you the gears every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
Other people can talk too, Lisa.
Right?
Right?
And one time, I'm going to segue. I'm going to get off topic. One time, because Mike's so funny, because he's got such a funny sense of humor. There was a clip from The Family Guy, and it was of Stewie, and I don't know what the dog's name is, but Stewie and the dog, right? Uh-huh. Brian. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Brian.
Is it Brian?
Yeah.
And they're in the car, and they've been driving someplace, and the car stops, and Stewie says to Brian, maybe next time somebody else can talk. And Mike got that clip, and he's like, who's this remind you of? I'm like, shut up. Right?
It's true.
I'm a talker.
You're a talker. So not only am I talking to you about this because I needed to shame you just a smidge.
Just a smidge. You can find a way to shame. You can find a shame in.
I also feel that the talker versus listener, it's a stressful thing. Whether you're the talker or the listener, you have to have a level of engagement, which means if you're the talker, you got to be interesting.
Yes.
You got to make it fun.
Yes.
Or the person that's listening, sleeping.
I'm already right now thinking about getting my phone and just checking my messages while you talk. Oh, wait, who texted me?
And then there's that.
I'm just joking.
Right? But the listener has to pay attention because maybe they're going to miss something.
Well,
So now you, not only do you have to be entertaining when you're the talker, but when you're the listener, you better be paying attention. So the stress level
there's a lot of
both,
stress, eh?
Do you need to be this stressful in life? And that's a day-to-day occurrence.
But here's the thing, because if you're the listener, just doing this, don't cut it.
No,
don't cut it.
Because no offense, you're not listening. You're not listening.
Nope.
But you know what's funny? When you leave the conversation and you feel like you're unfulfilled because you probably talked too much
I don't even know. Maybe not enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe not enough.
So if you walk away from a conversation.
God, I could have said so much more.
Yeah. Because I think.
I had six more things to say.
If you walk away from a conversation saying, I should have talked more or I should have talked less, you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
So there's rules to that too.
There's always rules.
Oh my God.
Everything's a rule somehow.
But I found some hot tips.
Okay.
Because I feel like you need to be better at this, Lisa.
Okay.
Not the talking part.
No, I'm really good at that. I do that really, really well.
Okay. First one. Look up.
Okay.
From your phone.
Oh.
Pointer finger.
Ouch, that is a pointer finger. That was very authoritative.
You need to actually listen and not reply. I know. That's a tough one.
That's really tough.
I feel all of this applies to you.
Yeah. I like to reply.
Yes, you do.
Because I feel it makes you feel better.
Do all you can to avoid participating in gossip.
I don't think I'm a big gossip. I'm not a big
gossip. You can't hold a secret. That's for sure.
I know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You aspire to be the most genuine and warm interaction in someone's day. I'm laughing.
You are laughing. I just want to be the warm fuzzy.
And that's the people pleaser in you.
It is, right? Exactly.
Ooh.
Right? We just want to make you happy. That's all we want to do.
Even though pleasantries can be fake, you should definitely still do it because it makes a difference.
I agree.
So be nice.
That's the whole thing with customers. Hi, how are you doing? When really you're like DFC. Don't fucking care.
Don't fucking care.
Right?
Don't fucking care. Oh my God. Don't say that you're going to do great if you're actually, don't say that you're doing great if you're actually having a bad day.
No, I disagree with that completely. Because then that's just starting a conversation nobody wants to listen to, right? So if I say to you, hey, Samantha, how are you doing? And if you're having a shitty day, right?
Don't want to know that I'm having a bad, that is so not nice of you.
That was the wrong example to use. Hi, Sally. How are you? If she's having a shitty day, I'm just want you to just say, I'm good. Thanks. You good. And take it and go.
Take it and go.
That's all I want.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Compliment again, generosity and be honest.
Okay.
Generously and be honest.
Like you're so pretty.
You know what? If you didn't sound sarcastic every time you said that, I might believe you.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right.
Oh, I shouldn't reply.
No.
Just listen.
See?
Shit.
You cannot possibly do this.
I can't get past
you. You really
two.
Can't. Try to be encouraging and positive, even if you're not.
No.
Even if you don't want to be nice.
I don't like that
even
one.
Even if you don't like the person.
I don't like that one.
I know.
I can't do that. That I can't do, hey?
But you know what?
But as a people pleaser, it's weird that I can't do that.
No, but this reminded me of something that you did a couple of years ago.
Tell me.
You started a conversation with someone that you didn't really want to start a conversation with.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And I witnessed it. And I didn't stop it.
And you know what? She owes me $20 and hasn't paid it back yet. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because I was an asshole and my big mouth got me into trouble.
Because you were an asshole.
Because I was an asshole.
And your big mouth.
Got me into trouble.
Your big talker mouth.
Got me into trouble.
Got you into a lot of trouble. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now I lend her $20 every now and then and I never get back. Fair enough.
I don't know.
I kind of don't know if I learned that lesson.
No.
But I try.
I know.
I try.
I know you try.
Smith, I try to be perfect. Right? Try to be all things to all people. Uh-huh. That's what I try.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, some of this applies to you.
I know it does.
Because
I try.
You're a talker.
I'm a talker. I'm a talker. Right? I like to talk. Right? I talk. I know I talk.
But you know what?
I talk when I'm home by myself.
Through all. I know you do.
It's the big reveal, friends of the podcast. Head down, sad emoji. With Rayal's little phrase.
That's funny.
I know I do talk to myself because I'm like, hey, I wonder what am I gonna have for supper? And then I go to the fridge and I talk to the fridge. Yeah, it's not.
No.
I could just be crazy.
Uh huh.
Could be losing my mind.
You could be losing your
possible.
Mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But through all of this, I realized I'm a listener.
I think you're a listener. Uh-huh. But I also think you can be a talker.
With talker tendencies.
Talker tendencies. So I'm not committed fully to being a talker. I want to just excel in both. Because my name's Samantha and I do all things just really, really good. Right?
You know what? I do.
Oh, bullshit. Okay, whatever.
I do.
Oh, my God. Wow. Your head just grew.
I know.
Your nose is growing right now like Pinocchio. Friends of the podcast, if you could see her right now, her nose is almost touching the windshield.
Shut up.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
I think we're both talkers, and I think we're both listeners.
Well, apparently.
I know that listening is not always my strongest suit.
And as I just tried to talk.
And I cut in.
And you cut in.
But in my heart, I want to be a good listener.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I just feel I have a lot of important things to say.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Yeah, sorry.
You like to hear the sound of your own voice, which is why you talk when there's silence.
Yeah, and because I think people are mad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big thing. It's awkward.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Got I'm anything saying. Else to say, Taka?
No, I'm good, Samantha. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Do you have an I shake my hand this week?
Yeah, I have a quick one.
Okay.
Okay. So, at my other job, right?
You're
not supposed to say it.
Okay, sorry. Right?
At my other job.
Yeah, their part-time job.
At my other part-time job, they're having a big event.
Yes.
So I volunteered. I'm a good sport. And I'm like, you know what? I'll help support that. And I'll help take some of the stress off the HHG.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say her real name either.
Okay.
She's incognito right
okay,
now.
Okay, good.
She's flying under the radar.
Okay.
So I said, I'll do the telemarketing. I'll call your customers, right? Because you get the call list, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm doing that. Do you know, here's my shake my head, how complicated an answering machine has become? When you phone and you get the answering machine, it's like a weird voice that says, if you want to leave a message. First off, it says, who's not there? If you want to leave a message, speak now. If you're done, then you hit the pound key to send. If you want to readjust your message, if you want to, that's all it becomes. 100 friggin' options. Okay, hi. I bet you nobody wants to leave messages.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's my thing. Why are answering machines so much work now?
Because they're deterring you from leaving a message.
Well, and if I wasn't dedicated to my job and doing a good job, it would work. It would work.
All right.
That's my issue, is answering machines.
Uh-huh.
I get that you don't want to answer, but don't make it so hard. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. What about you?
Okay. Well, mine has to do with airports.
Okay.
And in particular, when I was coming home,
I
went to go get a coffee because it was very early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I went to go sit down. And I'm like, oh, why is someone's bags over by that chair?
Yeah.
That's really odd. And then I sat down and I'm like, oh, there's a person lying on the floor.
Wow.
On top of their bags.
Like nestled in their bags.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And weird. All I thought was, why are you doing that?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hey?
You can't sit in a chair.
No.
Like the rest of the world.
Because there's chairs there.
Yes.
They weren't all full. Lots of chairs.
Lots of chairs.
Not full.
Huh. Not at all.
Interesting.
And all I thought was,
Because I on Instagram, I follow passenger shaming.
Yes. Right? Yes, I follow
And I'm
them
like,
too.
I took a picture.
Did you send it to them?
No.
Oh, if you had Twitter, you could have.
I'm just like, seriously? Why are you laying on the floor?
Why are you on the floor when there's places to be?
You don't know what's on that floor.
Nastiness is on that floor.
Well.
Right?
It's like a million people have trod, I'm sure, on that carpet. It's disgusting.
At the very least, somebody's had feces on their shoes.
Ugh.
At the very least.
Blech.
Yeah, that's gross.
Well, and then as I'm observing that and still laying there, yeah, we're getting ready to board. Oh, my God. It's like, I need to be the first. I need to be the first. I need to be the first. And everybody's lining up. And I'm like, they haven't called to board yet, people.
And the plane's not leaving without you.
Yeah, calm your shit.
Yeah.
Because the 5,000 little bags that you have with you.
Isn't that a hassle?
Oh.
I don't do a carry-on out of respect.
Oh, my God.
No carry-on. It's a bullshit. Right? I know.
I got a backpack. Yeah. I got a small carry-on. I got a tote bag. We have got the world in three tiny things.
Yes. Yeah.
What are you doing, people?
I know. And not all of them are fitting by your seat underneath your little spot.
No. And then they take up all the room.
Yeah.
For everybody else.
Yeah. So everybody's stuff gets further back.
They're forced to check it anyways.
Yes. That's true, too. Uh-huh. That's shitty.
That is totally
shitty. I hate carry-on.
So I shake my head at the weird people at the airport.
Okay. Makes sense. Right. Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. So our topic for next week, why do we nickname things or people?
Why do we?
Why do we give nicknames to things, people,
and you are
objects?
You're a nicknamer.
I am. Hi.
You are a nicknamer.
You.
I am a nicknamer, too. You didn't let me finish my sentence. You stopped listening and you interrupted me. I was in mid-thought, Samantha.
Were you now?
Yes. I was trying to add some mystique to the topic.
Mystique? Yes. Is that what you're going
That's
for?
That's what I'm going for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Use my Stone Phillips voice. Why do we nickname?
Hey. Okay.
Yeah. Like
That's
that.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Are you done now?
I'm done now. I'm done now. I'm done.
Okay. Guys, if you need a little more Lisa and Sam. In a cup.
On a t-shirt.
In a travel mug.
On a beer cozy.
On a wine bag.
On a mug. Or on a hat.
On a hat. Wehavemerch.com.
Yes.
Go to Podcasters Row.
Yep.
We're there.
We're there.
I shook my head with Lisa and Sam.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fun. They're good.
Hey, I'm going to say this even though I know we're running late, but we were in so many places in the last week or so, right? We were in Jersey with you.
Yes.
We were in L.A. with Jenny Knott and her daughter, Ashton.
Yes, Vegas.
We were in Italy. In Vegas. Where did I say Vegas? Did I say Vegas?
No, you said L.A.
Oh, sorry. Vegas.
Vegas.
We were in Italy with Annette, also known as Sweet Pea, friend of the podcast. Uh-huh. Not too long ago, we were in Portugal.
That's right. Right.
With the Hyper Hype Girls sister friend.
We are so all
over
the place.
Everywhere.
That's awesome.
I feel tired. I'm tired.
I need a nap.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. And we do have Podbean Patreon, Lisa.
Yes, absolutely. If you want to support the show, and any type of support just goes to bettering the show, better equipment.
Yeah.
Just, you know, whatever. Everything needs, it's like PBS. Everything needs a little love,
uh-huh,
a little support. Go to the Podbean. When you listen to it, you're going to see the little red bag over Sam's face. Give it a tap. And
really?
Yeah.
Usually you say punch.
I was being nice. Fine. Punch it. Give it a punch. And you can get free stuff from us. You can get special stuff from us. You love us. We love you.
Yeah. So thanks to Audio Editing Solutions for making us sound so good.
Yes.
And you can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, and iHeartRadio, and any podcast
app that
you can possibly find.
You
we're
Google
there.
Us. We come up in Google.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Crazy.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And go to our Facebook group. Just on the top of the search, I shake my head with Lisa and Sam. We post tons of stuff in there. We're asking you different questions. We just want to interact.
Yeah.
We're doing Facebook Lives.
Yep.
Tons of stuff.
We're trying to have some fun.
Just always having fun, Samantha.
Yeah.
Always having a good time with you. Right,
Samantha? That was a mean luck, Lisa.
It was a little bit, wasn't it? Hey, Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.